ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam.
Welcome to the stream. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Do you feel silly playing this Ima Sumac song when we have guests in the studio?
Kind of. I feel silly whether there are guests in the studio or not. It doesn't matter. I just feel silly.
All right. You and I and many other people have loved a Netflix original show called Stranger Things.
One of the best on TV.
And I was very excited to see the trailer because it is going to be coming back for a second season, although I can't remember when. Is it October?
I think it is October. Yeah, all right.
So here's the cool thing that's happened. A little Random Acts has put together a musical called Strangest Things, the musical, and we've got a bunch of people with us today. We have playwright Brian Renaud. Renaud? Oh, God. I knew we went over this five times before we went on the air.
Brian? How do you say that first name?
Brian.
You know, I'll answer to anything.
All right.
Brian Renaud, right?
Perfect.
All right. Director Tommy Rivera Vega.
Yes.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
And we have some of the actors, Molly LeCaptain.
Hi.
And Casey Tutton.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
All right. So first and foremost, you obviously loved the Netflix show Stranger Things.
Yes, absolutely.
And then who's, all of a sudden, Brian, you think, oh, let's make a musical of this. How does this happen?
Well, I've got a co-writer. Her name is Emily Schmidt. And we've worked together for many, many years. We started on sketch comedy probably about 10 years ago now, which makes me feel a little bit ill, but that's okay.
But you're getting older. How does it feel?
Back in 2015, it was the 10th anniversary of the Twilight franchise, which I had never seen or read or anything. But we put together a parody musical of that at that time and just had a blast. It sold really well. It kind of, you know, made us rethink kind of the type of theater that we wanted to continue to create. And so then later on in 2015, in December, we launched a play called Barney the Elf, which is kind of a parody of Elf, kind of a standalone Christmas musical, but it has the same kind of parody music. And that's been running for 3 years straight every Christmas at the Greenhouse.
Congrats.
So, thank you. So I don't know. We just kind of, Emily and I both watched Stranger Things, fell in love with it, and thought it was the perfect opportunity.
So how far into that did you realize this would make for a good musical? Was it an episode or two, or deep into the run? When did you figure it out?
I would say it was probably my second time through watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, the show just has so much plot, so much going on. You have no idea where things are going. So I fell in love with it. I love 80s. I love, like, Stephen King and everything like that. So,
were you even born in the 80s?
Not quite.
See, that's what's killing me. Bill, as we're sitting here looking at you guys, it's like, okay, we actually experienced it when it happened, and you guys have no concept.
No, just through the movies, through the music and everything like that. But yeah,
so you like the 80s?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. All right. So you got your crazy Winona Ryder, who's in Stranger Things. She does a great job. What character is that?
Well, in our version, her name is Juice Byers, just to be a little bit more ridiculous. And that is actually who Molly plays. And Molly's the perfect person to emulate Winona Ryder's very interesting acting.
So what do you take from Winona Ryder when you're trying to figure out what to use and what not to use? Because she's nuts.
Very intense. I don't know if you saw their acceptance speech at the SAG Awards.
Yep.
I actually saw that and went, that is what I want. I want to just be everywhere, like, go through the spectrum of emotions within like 10 seconds. And I don't know. I noticed that she's always moving her mouth. It always looks like she's having a conversation with someone, even when she's not talking to anybody.
Molly, I don't know if you saw this at the awards. Everybody's familiar with what she did on stage, where she was having some weird flashback to something that had never happened. But she was also doing it at her table all throughout the presentation.
Oh,
whenever the camera would pan the audience, they showed Winona Ryder just having a conversation with someone who wasn't there.
I love it.
It was great to see her again back in Stranger Things, though, because she really does a good job with that.
She was robbed at the SAG Awards.
Yeah.
She did great.
Yeah. She wouldn't have known it if she was robbed.
Made no difference.
No.
All right, and Casey Tutton is here as well. Casey, what character are you basing this on?
I play Nancy, as well as Will.
And
a bunch of
everybody
other
else
characters.
In the background.
I'm basically quick changing.
Nancy is the sister of the boy who's missing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you'll get to see a song of Nancy sort of taking control. over Steve, and there's sort of a funny relationship there.
Nancy's character is one that is pulled from almost every one of the movies, like the John Hughes-type movies. She's a constant in that universe, right? Mm-hmm. So did you use that a little bit in your decision of how to play her?
You know, in the show...
I forget who Nancy is now.
It's her younger brother who goes missing.
Oh, I'm confusing that with Barb.
Right?
She's best friends with Barb.
Okay,
so
now
like
I got,
the
I got
longer
it.
Brown hair. She's actually Mike's sister.
Yeah.
So Mike is best friends with the boy who goes missing.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Right. All right, so what did you do? How did you make those choices? What were you doing when you were thinking about how to play the character?
You know, I loved Nancy when I watched the series because she is... just as much as of a hero as the little boy, as the the group of boys, and I just thought she was awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I was really excited.
She's in a love triangle.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
God, I gotta rewatch this. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it's been so long. I've forgotten some of the plot lines. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on.
She likes a very bad boy, and then she likes a kind of a good boy.
Oh yeah.
I
mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. Yep.
And in our show, Jonathan and Steve are played by the same actor.
Oh.
So that just complicates the love triangle even more.
When that happens in real life, it's really complicated, isn't it? I can't imagine on stage. Wow. Excellent. And we've not talked to you yet, Tommy. Your role in all this is what exactly?
Yeah, so I'm the director and choreographer. Mm-hmm.
Will there be dancing?
We do a lot of dancing, actually. Mm-hmm. A lot of great dancing. I mean, these are the stars. They do it all. So it was pretty easy to, you know, we love the show already. So just pick and choose what we like about the 80s and all the dancing. You know, it was a big music video scene and mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, Madonna, all this. So how do we make that into an hour and a half musical? Mm-hmm. It was an hour and a half, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. An hour and a half musical. So it was really fun. It's really lots of music, lots of really, what do you call it? Like, it moves really fast, the show. Yeah. And these guys are so good at it that, like, they made it so smooth. It's great. It's a great show.
All right. What about props? Do you use games like Nintendo games from the 80s? Have you all borrowed your parents' clothes from the 80s, like the Wang Chung t-shirt and such?
We have done our best to recreate the imagery of the show, especially costume-wise, like with wigs and, you know, we picked our favorite look for the four boys for the show. And, of course, like Nancy and Steve have pretty specific looks. So we just did our best to emulate as close to what they look like on the show with kind of our, you know, late night humorous twist.
So to your knowledge, are they aware, are the people who make Stranger Things, are they aware that your musical version, it exists? Do you want them to know? Do you not want them to know?
I would assume they have no idea or don't care.
Yeah.
Until now.
I mean, maybe we'll get a cease and desist. Who knows? But
but if they see, think about the blessing that if they go, we're going to send a guy down and he loves it, mm-hmm. that's like the best thing in the world for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've gotten such a warm response from Stranger Things fans that, you know, I like to think that if people from the show were to see it. I know that the actor who plays Steve is from the area, so, you know, we all cross our fingers he might see.
The kids
in
are in town right now.
I know, for you C2E2. Know yeah. It's like, it's perfect timing, so come on down, check out Stranger Things.
Be careful what you wish for.
If I was one of those kids, though, I would say to my mom, drive me to that, because I want to see that. That would be such a high honor, you know? Yeah. That would be a great thing to see Strangest Things that way.
And in a weird way, doesn't it only help the show?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nobody thinks that what we're doing, like, it's not a competition aspect, you know? Nobody thinks that we are Stranger Things. So it's very much, I would say, more of a celebration of the way that the show kind of took over our culture, especially last, you know, summer, fall.
You know what I'd say, Brian? Mm-hmm. I'd say to them, we wrote this 20 years ago. You guys stole it from
us.
Bill moonlights as an attorney, a copyright attorney,
I'll
if you need
card.
I'll hit you up after.
All right.
All right. Playwright Brian Renaud, director Tommy Rivera-Vega. We've got Molly LeCaptain, who plays Juice Byers, and Casey Tutton, who plays Nancy. It's a musical. It's put out by Random Acts, and it's called Strangest Things, the Musical. It is running. You just got an extension?
May 13th, yeah.
Congratulations. Thank running you. Until May 13th at the Greenhouse Theater. That's the old Victory Gardens Theater, I believe.
2257 North Lincoln.
Got it. You can go to greenhousetheater.org to find out all information and ticket info. I understand you guys are going to do a little number from Strangest Things, the musical.
Sure.
Who needs to set this up?
That's me.
All right.
What do we need to know?
This is... I don't even know how to set up the song. It's should we blow the cover of what the parody song
Uh-oh.
Is?
I mean, they're gonna hear it.
It's true. I don't know.
I hope it's a Lionel Richie song.
It's
song.
It is.
Richie song?
How
okay.
do you know?
I just know.
Yeah, it's Hello by Lionel Richie, and it's basically Winona Ryder. Joyce, Juice.
So many names of Juice.
Everybody's telling her that, Will is dead, he's missing, he's gone, and she does not want to believe it. She's not going to give up. So this whole song, I'm talking to a ball of lights and singing to it like I'm never going to give up, and that's what this song is.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got to get right into the microphone. If you want a little reverb, we have that for you. And whenever you're ready, listen for the music Kevin will hit. And this is called Strangest Things, the musical, a little excerpt from it, playing until May 13th at the Greenhouse Theater. Mm-hmm.
Hope that you're not dead. They tell me I'm insane, that it's all in my head. If only this was just some cruel nightmare. Hello, Will, I know that you are. I can hear you on the phone. You speak in twinkle lights, and yet you can't get home. I will sacrifice my life. I'll do all that I can do, and I will never stop till I find you.
You've got a great voice.
Beautiful.
I watch a lot
voice.
Of voice, so I turned my chair around and hit a button at some point. I don't know why I did it. I just did it. Yeah, you sound great.
Thank
That's
you.
Really good.
Thanks.
It's just amazing that someone can break into song and do it so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you seem a little shy talking to you, but then all of a sudden you start singing, and boy, you nailed it.
Thank you.
And her name in the musical is Juice Byers, played by Molly LeCaptain. Thank you so much. Great job.
Thank you.
And no singing for you, Casey Tutton? You're not singing today?
I sing in the show.
Okay.
Come to the show.
Lots and lots of music in the show.
Lots of music.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And again, playwright Brian Renaud and director Tommy Rivera Vega. If you're into Stranger Things, then please go see Strangest Things, the musical. It's running through May 13th. Random Acts is the production company. It's playing at the Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln. And you can go to greenhousetheater.org. Good luck with all of this.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Really enjoyable, guys. guys.
Thank you.
Sounded great. Thanks so much for being here. We'll take a quick break, then we'll find out what's coming up in the news next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. I'm not disappointed. I'm a little surprised that only two Chicagoans made the Time magazine list of the 100 most influential people in the world. I guess that's decent representation. 2 out of 100,
Why
I guess.
Why is Oprah not on it again?
No longer a Chicagoan.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
That cost her
She's
points,
probably
Wendy.
Is on it.
I guess. Never moving.
Well, who else, Bill, are you thinking that should have been on it?
Oh, that's a good question. Who should have been? Madden? The manager of the well,
Joe
I
Madden.
I guess
oh, yeah.
The Cubs were represented. Theo Epstein was mentioned,
there
so I guess
I can't believe Jay Cutler's not on it.
Jay Cutler was.
Are you trying to be funny?
He
yes,
just missed the top 100, Wendy.
He missed the top 200.
16,312,809.
This has been quite the couple of years for Chance the Rapper.
It really has.
I mean,
he's
big time.
Riding a wave, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, he's a good guy.
A good message.
Mm-hmm.
About a year and a half ago, my wife and daughter were driving down a street in Chicago, and my daughter Kylie is a huge fan of his, and she just saw him on a street corner. So Terry pulled over, and Kylie got out, and they took some pictures and everything, and she said she talked to him for a few minutes. He was a very decent guy. Why wouldn't he be? Was really...
And then did Terry get back in the car and drive away without her?
Yeah. And we've not seen Kylie since.
Because that's what you guys say she does.
Yeah.
Prankster.
Right.
Yeah.
She's always
pulling
pranks.
Yeah, he's really accessible. And, yeah, you know what? I feel like he's a guy who walks the walk.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't just do the talk. He walks the walk. Mm-hmm. And that's so important.
It is. And even
now, especially.
Not my love of that type of music, but I find myself listening to it and enjoying it. And it is about the messenger. Who gives the message?
Yeah,
I like him so much.
And he wants the community to be a better place.
Yep.
He's very hands-on when it comes to that.
He kind of inspires me. Like, lately I've been trying to, I'm thinking about doing something. I don't know, just be a big sister or something just to help out.
Look at you, all positive and stuff.
Very positive, Judy. Very positive. You know who made the list, Wendy, who you mentioned yesterday, although you couldn't remember his name, and I got to be honest,
Joel Briskman?
No, neither of the Briskman brothers made the list this year. Riz Ahmed. He's the actor who's in The Night Of on HBO.
I said I found him to be extremely attractive.
He's a very attractive
he's
man.
He's on the list?
He's from Chicago?
Yeah. No, he's not from Chicago. I just thought it was interesting because you brought his name up yesterday kind of out of the blue. And then one day later, he is on the list.
But why is he influential?
Blackhawks win. Look what I'm doing there.
I'm not positive why he's influential. He was in a lot of things last year, and he's got a lot more projects coming up. But I don't know what got him on the 100 most influential list. I'm curious as to that myself. Steve Bannon is on the list.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's on it. Samantha Bee made the list. She's one of only a handful of comedians that are on there.
I don't know if I'm a fan of hers.
Oh, she's really good. She's really good. Jeff Bezos, you would expect him to be on
That's
the list.
That's it. He says she's really good. No discussion.
You don't want to discuss it. She should be on it.
I agree, so I have nothing more to say either.
Simone Biles, the gymnast, the Olympic gymnast, is on it. Tom Brady, why wouldn't he be on it? Although, again, is he that influential? Like, could he say or do something that you go, well, Tom Brady did that, so I'm going to do
well,
that?
Well, apparently yes. not, because he didn't show up to the White House yesterday.
Right.
Everyone says it's because his wife wouldn't let him go.
Oh.
So what does that say about him?
Giselle Bundchen?
They're supposed to be best friends to the Donald and...
That's and he
right.
didn't show up for their big ceremony, which is kind of strange, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how influential that would be.
Also making the list, James Comey. The director of the FBI.
Wait a minute. Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people are mad at him and don't think he should have his job, Republicans and Democrats alike.
Right.
Interesting.
Viola Davis, who also made the People magazine Most Beautiful Women list. She's just making every list. If there's a list, if you're making a list, you better put Viola Davis's name on it. She deserves it. Fan Bingbing made the list.
Excuse
Wendy.
Me?
Fan Bingbing. Who's the
Ricochet Rabbit?
Hated character in the Star Wars universe.
Oh.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Jar Jar Binks.
Oh.
I don't know who Fan Bingbing is, but Fan is an actor, it says here. Bob Ferguson, who's an engineer here at WGN, made the list. It says here he's also the Attorney General of Washington. In all the years I've known Bob Ferguson, he's not brought that up one time. But Bob Ferguson, engineer here at GN, is also the Attorney General of Washington. Donald Glover is on the list from Community, and he's going to play young Lando Calrissian in Star Wars.
Oh. Also known as Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino, the rapper, and co-worker of Fan Bing Bing. I don't know who Gavin Grimm is. Oh, I do know who Gavin Grimm is. Gavin Grimm is an activist. I think he's like 19 or 20 years old. He deals with gay rights. Let's see. Leslie Jones made the list, Wendy, from Saturday Night Live.
She did not.
She's on the list.
How does that make you feel? I turned into Dr. Phil. How does that make you feel?
It makes you feel empty inside, doesn't it, Wendy? LeBron James.
I'm not really understanding this list.
There's little rhyme or reason, because in most of these cases, yes, they're celebrities, and yes, some of them have high seats of honor, but are they influential?
Right. What have they influenced,
I guess,
exactly?
I guess you can make the argument on many of them.
Do they rank them as well? I mean, is there
no.
a number one? Okay.
It's only alphabetical. Colin Kaepernick. Now, he is, to some extent, influential.
I would say definitely, whether you agree or not, he influenced many.
Yeah.
How has Leslie Jones influenced many?
I'm not positive. I'm not positive.
Although she was getting reamed for being, I guess it's true, because remember she was in the Ghostbusters movie and people were taking to Twitter and being very, very mean to her, and she was standing up to it. And
all right,
so
that,
maybe
that qualifies, then why not? Alicia Keys.
I just like the fact that she stopped wearing makeup and made it okay for women to, you know, take your makeup off, although I don't go out in public without
and
it.
And, of course, she doesn't need makeup.
I know. See, the people who don't wear makeup don't need makeup.
Right. Kim Jong-un, who has influenced my haircut. I can't speak for you guys, but that's the reason
very,
I got my haircut this way, was because of Kim Jong-un. Jared Kushner, who is the president's son-in-law, is on the list.
Influential in what way?
Well, you know, he's influential in never having said an actual word.
Right. He's very soft-spoken.
He doesn't even talk. He does never talk. I don't think I've ever heard him talk.
My mouth has gotten me in trouble so many times that if I was Jared Kushner, I wouldn't talk either.
You are the anti-Jared Kushner. You're the parallel universe Jared Kushner.
Thank you, I think.
You're welcome. John Legend.
I've been there, done that. Come on. Why is he still...
I don't know. I still love him.
I like John Legend. I don't know if he's... But is he influential?
He's been all over the place the past year, so maybe that's why.
Yes.
Because of his wife, Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. She's influential.
I'm trying to...
I'm sorry.
What is her talent exactly?
She's beautiful.
But what does she do?
She's not that beautiful.
She just goes around being beautiful.
She a model?
Places.
What is she?
She's a model.
Bill's president of her fan club, so ask him.
Treasurer. That's very nice of you. Demi Lovato is one of the 100 most influential people, according to Time Magazine.
She came out about depression and mental illness, and I agree with that one.
Mm-hmm. She should be on there.
Needs to be talked about.
Alessandro Michele, Wendy, as you know, a designer over at Gucci, whose clothes I'm wearing currently.
I love your bag, too.
Thank you very much.
Your man bag.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Wait, your man bag?
I let that one go because I was offended, but I didn't want to show vulnerability. Jordan Peele. Now, this guy should be on because he made a movie. He is the first, I got to remember if I get this right, he is the first African-American director and producer to have a movie reach the $100 million mark.
What's the movie? Is that the Get Out?
Get Out. Yeah.
Have you
He's
seen it?
He's also part of Key and Peele. I did see it.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
It's getting very good reviews.
I didn't love it, but I liked it.
Can I just tell you, as Bill gets older, he turns more into Mikey from the Life cereal commercial. You hate everything.
I don't hate everything.
You're not quick to give a compliment anymore.
I'm often disappointed by my high expectations.
Well,
why don't you lower them then?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start lowering my expectations.
That's what I do. That's how I get through every day.
My God.
I really.
You raise that bar, God knows what might happen.
But you know how, like, all of a sudden something happens? Like, this movie, Get Out, was getting, I think it had the highest rating ever on Rotten Tomatoes. It had, like.
Did it really?
Yeah. Like, everybody who saw it went, this, you like movies? Wait till you see this. And I go, oh, this is going to. And then it was The Stepford Wives. I was watching and I don't mind watching The Stepford Wives, but I was expecting a lot more.
Mm.
But that has happened in the last, I think, 11 movies I've seen. I've gone in wanting to love it, and then I come away going, it was all right.
But see, you watch movies differently than most of us do because you were a film student.
Yeah.
So you're watching it with a more critical eye than we are.
But I've learned to kind of separate that a little bit and just appreciate the two-hour experience, and I keep coming away disillusioned, going, oh, I wanted it to be better. And then in my head, I go, what would have made it better? And I think of a bunch of things that would have made it better.
Can't you just let anything go? Can't you just go in there and go, maybe. Oh, that was good. Ah, that wasn't that good. Hey, who wants to play tennis?
Yeah, you have to stop being swayed by public opinion.
And I guess he is a contrarian. You do not like things other people like, even if you like it.
Oh, contrarians.
You mean like Jell-O?
You don't like Jell-O?
It's okay.
I love Jell-O.
Not that many people like Jell-O.
Pope Francis is on the list. I like Pope Francis. I love what Pope Francis.
Now I finally get the list.
Yeah.
He's influential. He is influential. He would be one of your most influential
people. Bill O'Reilly on the list?
No.
Because he was shaking the Pope's hand yesterday.
No.
He influenced a lot of people, though, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a lot of people.
Right. Yeah, there's a whole branch of guys, you know, the angry broadcasters who do. That's what they do, is they influence people all day long.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm surprised he's not on there.
Hmm. We should get more angry on the air.
Let's start doing that tomorrow.
I can't do
that. More Anger Fridays.
And I can't understand how those people can, like, go home. Aren't they, like, so amped up? How do they ever turn it off?
Well, right. There's the suit right now with, I won't be able to think of his name.
You know his name.
Alex Jones?
Yes. Yeah. He's in a custody battle.
Yeah,
and he's saying, well, that's just all an act.
But who would choose that act? Because there's
ka-ching,
enough stress.
Ka-ching. It's money.
There's more stress in everyone's life than we used to have. There's more traffic. There's more this, more that. Why would you want to amp yourself up even more?
I say that all the time. How much money do you need? Because to do that,
a couple million.
You're selling out.
They're selling out. I mean, look at what happened with the election. Everything. It's ridiculous what people will do for money or power. Well, it's probably more power.
Mm-hmm. No question about that.
I can't have power. I don't know how to use it. How do you use this remote?
It's so funny because you actually do have power, but I don't think you even know that. So anyway, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. Rance Priebus is the only one on here named Rance. I'm looking at the whole list. There's not a single other Rance on the list.
Rance
Priebus. Yep. The White House Chief of Staff is one of the most influential people.
Best name ever.
Rance Priebus.
It's Rance, but are you doing that on purpose?
Is it Rance?
Mm-hmm.
I always hear Rance.
I thought you were like Rance.
Yeah. Wow. Vladimir Putin. The President of the United States.
Vladimir
Putin Ribas. Ryan Reynolds, who's handsome.
Yeah.
Is he influential?
No.
This year, he could have been on there a couple years ago.
He was Deadpool.
That was one of the best. Did you like that movie?
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
Because I loved that movie.
That might have been the last movie I saw that didn't disappoint me.
That was way better. I don't typically like those kind of movies.
Yeah.
And my boys made me see it, and I loved it. It was funny. It was great.
It was all that and more. Yeah. RuPaul is on the list, but Rand Paul is not on the list. His brother, his twin brother.
Hmm. What has RuPaul done recently? I know there's a show that...
Yeah, he's been the host of some television shows
over
the years.
Think of the name of
but has he done something major in the last year that would make him more? Chuck Schumer, the senator of New York, and cousin Amy Schumer is on the list. Amy Schumer's not on the list.
I'm surprised Amy Schumer's not on the list.
You know what? I am too.
Hillary Clinton on the list?
No.
Amy Schumer has lost some of her influential business.
Do you think
business.
So?
Her influence.
What happened that made her lose it?
She steals her influence from others.
Yeah.
She does.
When that came out...
that she was stealing material jokes?
That changed a lot of people's opinions of her.
I think it did a little bit.
Well, because I think she was on the, line with a lot of people. They wanted to like her,
Right.
She's a little bit... And so when that came out, boom, they just deserted her.
Listen, and I've said this before, and if she was in town and we had the opportunity to have her on the show, I would interview her. I loved Trainwreck.
She's got a new movie coming out called Snatched with Goldie Hawn that looks really funny.
She's funny.
She's very funny.
Can't deny it. She's funny.
I definitely think she's funny, and I didn't really watch a lot of the Amy Schumer show. I mainly got into her when Trainwreck came out. But then when I'd see her, there are people, men and women, who say things just to get a reaction out of somebody instead of being funny.
Right.
Like, I know I'm the only person who does not like Family Guy, because to me, that's not funny. That's just shocking. Like, oh my God, why did you go there? That's not funny to me.
Yeah.
And I think she turned into a lot of that. Like, how can I rile people up and shock them? And I think she's funnier than that.
Sure. Yep.
And I probably wouldn't tell her that if we had her on.
I think she's, well, listening. She's listening.
Don't open
so.
With right. it. I mean, at some point you can slip it in casually, but don't just say it at the beginning.
It's a compliment. Just do it like this. Can I give you some advice?
Right. No, but it's a compliment because I think she's way funnier than she's letting on to be.
Do you want
to
hear something? I heard this last week in the offices of Saturday Night Live. She was supposed to host the show last Saturday because of this movie, Snatched. So she was going to come on and host the show and talk up the movie. But Jimmy Fallon decided he wanted to host the show that night. So goodbye, Amy Schumer, because it's NBC property.
Because that's how influential he is?
I think so. Yeah, he should be
I
on
love
the list
that
instead.
Guy.
Of,
interesting.
Yeah.
And it's one of their own.
Yeah. Yep.
He's so talented.
So she got shown the door. You can't host. Jimmy Fallon wants to host.
Okay, but didn't they invite her for a later date?
That I don't know. There were only a couple of shows left on the season, so it's possible that they just filled those slots very quickly.
You would hope that someone here would give you the advantage over someone from B96.
You would.
What if they booked Showbiz Shelley instead of you?
There's been some talk of that. I'm going to have to put an adjective in front of my name, like Showbiz.
I got to tell you. And
Fizz Whiz Bill.
I'm like writing that? This down because I do.
He's what are you, a magician?
He's got that's the bottle name. That
that's
shoots
right.
at you.
That's right.
Fizz Whiz Bill.
Yeah, that's
I got to tell
name.
You, since we're on the stream and I can talk more openly.
Yes.
One of the funniest radio segues I have ever heard in my life is maybe checking out some traffic on the news station over at, the 78 area. And I had to throw it to Showbiz Shelley.
Felicia Middlebrooks into Showbiz Shelley. That's a good show.
Let's find out what's going on that's fun. It was just the weirdest segue I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But weird.
It's a little strange.
Fizz Whiz Bill.
Also, yeah, that's my new name. also making the list, this is Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People for 2017. And we're only a couple months in, so I would hope they would amend the list if somebody does or says something influential. Ed Sheeran.
What has he done for anybody?
He's just talented.
In acting or singing?
Singer-songwriter.
Okay, so since you mentioned it's for 2017, maybe they're expecting these people to be
good things ahead. Right. Yeah. We have 8 months to prove ourselves.
Maybe that's it.
If I was on this list and I hadn't done anything influential, the hole would be down. I'd go, I got to do something big fast.
There's no Fizz Whiz Bill on that list? I'm sending, who's
there
that?
There is, because I wrote it in.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't on the original list, no.
And now Fizz Whiz Bill.
Emma Stone?
Because of La La Land?
Well she's body
been,
work.
Yeah, she's been good. Very, she's popular right,
right.
now.
Right.
I guess. Yeah,
both
I get
Donald
I do like her.
And his daughter Ivanka Trump are on the list of the 100 most influential people.
And Hillary Clinton isn't?
Not on it. No, you're not Wendy, are you? We got to go back to the name
I might
tags.
As well be.
I can't tell who's who. Judy, no, she's not on the list.
But in a way, did she influence people if she lost?
Yes.
I guess,
influenced
yes,
them
did.
To cry.
No, but she influenced a whole movement. Yeah, all right, I take that
well,
back.
Even like Bernie, how about Bernie Sanders?
He's also not on the list.
Pantsuit Nation.
That's weird.
Not for Bernie. He looks bad in a pantsuit.
He doesn't look horrible in a pantsuit.
I'm buying a pantsuit. Get myself one.
I like pantsuits.
I love them.
I don't own one anymore. We worked at another station. I went through a pantsuit
right.
craze.
Yep.
You I like
polyester.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best.
It looks great.
Yeah, it does.
You know, all these guys in their suits.
I mark my words, I'm wearing a pantsuit for my Walk of Fame.
Oh, that's going to be excellent. Yep. We just sold 1,000 more tickets.
Come see Judy Pylak in a pantsuit.
Right. They're not even calling it the Walk of Fame that day. They're calling it Pylak in a pantsuit.
They said we just sold.
Judy, right. it's my
pretty much free.
Oh.
Wait, it's free? I've been paying every year to go to this.
Oh, yeah. We do pay me this year.
I didn't know that.
Wait, your wife sells pantsuits?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Marlo. It's Italian cashmere.
Oh, you're not going to be able to afford that.
Oh, maybe W. Channel.
That's high-end, Judy.
You need to go to TJ Maxx or Ross Dress for Less.
Is that online?
Yeah. We'll get you one at Sport Mart.
I might even go in Nordstrom's. I'm going to Kmart.
Oh,
you
Elizabeth.
Can find one open.
Well, and you try finding a pantsuit. It's not that easy.
It's very difficult.
Where's merry-go-round when you need them?
But if Hillary were president, pantsuits everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Oh, they'd be giving them away.
Ivanka Trump would have been selling pantsuits.
Now, Elizabeth Warren is on the list of the 100 most influential people.
Okay,
despite
I get that.
No Hillary Clinton, you do get Elizabeth Warren. Janet Yellen And she should be. She's a Federal Reserve. You can't be more influential than that.
But again, Hillary Clinton ran for president.
Right.
I don't understand why she's not on the list.
She didn't, according to the AP, she didn't win.
Drum, but
right.
Trump's on there.
Yes. Yeah, well, but if you're the president of the U.S. and you're not on the 100 most influential list, something's gone horribly awry.
That's right? Why I'm surprised his name's on the list.
Because, Bill, something has gone horribly
awry. Has gone horribly
awry. It's just different.
The only thing I care about is that Fan Bing Bing made the list, because this list would have been a travesty if Fan Bing Bing wasn't on there.
Is that F-A-N?
Yeah, the traditional spelling of both fan and the traditional spelling of Bing Bing.
Is Oded Fair on there?
No. Your friend from yesterday.
Yeah.
No.
Fan Bing Bing is a Chinese actress, television producer, and pop singer. Fan rose to fame in East Asia in 1998 and 99.
A little late getting on the list.
Is she alive?
With the mega hit TV series My Fair Princess.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Are you a fan?
No.
Bing Bing?
Bing Bing, yes, but not a fan. I don't have she starred in Cell Phone in 2003, which became the highest grossing Chinese film of the year, winning 100 Flowers Award. Since then, she has received numerous awards at the International Film Festival.
She must have done something very recently to have made the list this year.
I'm on her IMDb. The most recent...
X-Men.
X-Men.
Oh, she's
Days
an
of
X-Men?
Future Past.
But that was 2014, so that's not...
I'm starting to think maybe time isn't as influential as you think.
Overtime. They're pastime.
Pastime.
Where's time Fizz Bill and Fan Bing Bong?
Right.
What's her
Bing
name?
Bing Bing. Fan Bing Bing.
Oh, I like that name.
Kevin, book Fan Bing Bing for the show for tomorrow. We've got to find out why she's famous. All right, we'll take a quick break. Judy, thanks for sticking around.
Go Hawks.
We'll take a quick break. We'll close
Hawks
things
win.
Out. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
I've got some news for you, Fizz Whiz Bill.
What is it? No adjective, Wendy. You got to earn your adjectives at this stage.
Oh, I can think of a couple people call me. You had mentioned Fan Bing Bing, right?
Yes, I'm a big fan of the work of Fan Bing Bings.
All right, well, I looked up her bio on IMDb, Internet Movie Data Bill.
Yes.
And her name is Bing Bing Fan.
It's the exact opposite of what I was reporting.
Yes.
Can I defend myself?
Yes.
Try to anyway. On the list that they've printed up over at the Today Show, todayshow.com, they list everybody in order. It's alphabetical order, but their names are in, you know, like it starts with the A's, and then it goes down to the Z.
Their
last
names.
Order list.
Right? According to last names.
Yeah, but the way the list is, it says their names in order.
Right.
Like Riz Ahmed is at the beginning, and then James Allison.
Because the A's.
Bannon. Yeah. So Fan Bing Bing's name is listed just that way, under F for Fan Bing Bing.
And that's correct, because she's near Bob Ferguson, our own engineer here. And her last name is Fan and starts with an F, but they reverse the order, so they are the fools.
So her real name is Bing Bing Fan.
Yep.
Which makes perfect sense.
I think Fan Bing Bing sounds better.
It's more Ricochet Rabbit sounding.
Right.
Right? And you want
Fan
that.
Bing Bing Bing.
Ricochet Rabbit. If she goes on to play him in a movie, that's crazy. You know what else is crazy, Wendy, if we're out of time? just when things start to make sense, it's time to say goodbye.
It doesn't make sense on this stream.
I'm tugging my ear right now to let Carol Burnett's aunt know that I'm okay.
I'm tugging my ear because it itches.
That's the best reason to do it. Will there be a show tomorrow?
There will be a show featuring Fizz Whiz Bill and Fan Bing Bing and Rance. What did you call him?
Rance Priebus.
Rance Priebus.
Rance Priebus.
All right. Well, we look forward to that because tomorrow's Friday, Bill. Go Hawks all the way. Well, let's just do one game at a time.
Right. We're hoping for good things, Blackhawks. So show us a good time, would you, huh? Next is nothing. Listen in. You won't win anything, but...
They should
really
it.
Put a show on after us. Why don't they do that? There should just be a show on of some sort.
They're going to join the WGN radio already in progress.
Oh, all right. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.